Blog Talk Radio.
This is the L2C Media Network. Aren't you glad you're here? Hey, hi, good evening. The Baxman here, along with the Wizard and the Brain. And by the way, I cannot wait. After seeing the first little episode, the little part one of the latest installment of Let's Give Tom His Own Little Segment of Toonami. I gotta tell you, I liked it. Can't wait till November when the big event actually comes about. But if you want to know what I'm talking about, just go to YouTube, look up like The Intruder on it, and you'll see it. They did a nice job, part one, of whatever they're entitling this little saga of sagas. And you know, when they do that, you know what that means. Yep. It's time for the changing of titles. I'm glad they gave their little pet a big part. I'll tell you more tomorrow, but right now, hit it!
Live and direct from...
I'll handle this, Harry. Live from our Jackson studios. Live from our downtown Jackson studio. Live from our mid-downtown Jackson studios. This is the Last Call Cafe on Blog Talk Radio with the amazing Jay the Brain Man, the awe-inspiring Wizard Matthew Nichols, and we don't know what to call him, Steve the Baxman Baxley. I'm Franklin Pangborn, your announcer, and Morgul as the friendly Drelb. This is our, we can't wait till Halloween to do a show, so we're doing one anyway show. Anything can happen, and it usually does. Enjoy. Now let's go into cafe where everybody's in the mood for a baseball game. Some are interested in wrestling, but have busted a few televisions because it's on a cable channel. Anyway, hiding underneath the bar are our three hosts. Let's go to them. All right. Gracias, gracias. En Chicharito. And excuse me.
Oi.
Anyway, kids, welcome one and all to the Corsican Ball. Three welcomes, which means this must be special. No, it's just that I wanted to add something to it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I am Steve the Baxman Baxley, one of your hosts. Let's introduce the rest of them. He is walking through the flames of our entrance right now from our from Jackson, obviously, by the way of a strange area somewhere. He is Betty White's favorite chew toy, the manager of champions, and the intergender wrestling champion of the world, host of J.D. Brain Man Presents Wrestle I Mayhead, starring J.D. Brain Man, Steve Baxley, Saturdays at 6:30, ladies and gentlemen, the morning only. And our other host, he's no longer mild-mannered. He can leap three buildings in a single bound, and he'd make Superman eat his lunch. Ladies and gentlemen, the gamer's best friend, our friend and yours, the Wizard, Matthew Nichols.
Up.
That was fast. Good night, everybody. No. Okay, kids. Just a little sports reminder. You got Michigan
and Michigan State playing two different teams. Michigan State playing Penn State. Michigan playing Notre Dame. Us. And they're only going to be on ABC. So if you got an ABC station, watch it. Cry if they lose. Cheer if they win. But let's not throw chairs in the cafe, please. They're rented. All right. What is there to talk about today in this wild, if not wacky, ubiquitous world that we live in? Not a whole lot. But we have what if we got today? Oh yeah. We got some gamer news. And for that we have the appropriate music, do we not?
Well, yes, we do. We're getting it up and ready. And here we go. Oh, thank you. Here we go. Gamer music, guys. Gamer music. Do we really have to have a commercial there? We don't do commercials on this program. And here we go. Now I'll hit it. Lord, this is Gamer News with the Wizard, Matthew Nichols. And now... it's Matthew Nichols. Here's the Wizard with the latest in gaming news.
Thank you. Okay, this week on Gamer News, well, we have a couple of new games that just came out. First off, the long-awaited RPG by Obsidian, the creators of Fallout New Vegas, has just released The Outer Worlds on the Epic Store, Xbox, and PS4. If you are an owner of Game Pass, you can download The Outer Worlds on your PC and Xbox for free. Also, for you classic gamers out there who know the classic PlayStation 1 era games, the remake of Medieval has just been released and it's been getting pretty good reviews. Also, okay. Also, if you have an Epic account, there are some free games for you to download right now. The first one is Cube 2, and another is a horror game called Layers of Fear Masterpiece Edition. Also, this weekend you can actually try out with a free trial of the new zombie game World War Z. And I believe that's it for gaming news. Oh, one more thing. If you are a Warframe player, there's a Halloween event going on with some pretty good, with three missions and some pretty good rewards. And that's it for this week's gamer news.
Okay, okay, Pangborn. Get a little late on the call here. Play him out.
And that has been this edition of Gamer News with the Wizard, Matthew Nichols. Now, back to the cafe.
Not bad. If I do say so myself. And we do here on this broadcast. Okay. Great to have you here. Okay, don't forget, I think Rocket League on TBS, as well as on Twitch. They got a little documentary going on TBS with Rocket League action on Twitch on their Rocket League channel, I do believe. So, folks, give it a little love. Let me just see how much a little love we can give the Rocket League rounds here. If we can read the impresario here. Ah, thank you. All right. It's under the E-League, folks. There we are. Let's see. We have the Rocket League rounds 1 and 2. Of course, you can catch them all on TBS.com. Of course, download their apps. But Season 1 E-League Cup Rocket League rounds 1 and 2 are on the TBS.com. Enjoy. Okay. Brain, speaking of games, Brain, you got the WWE latest WWE stuff, because I've noticed on Twitter you've been preening the artwork. So how is it so far?
It's good. I've only had a couple of errors with it so far, but other than that, it's pretty darn good. Most of the stuff that it's not so good for me, can easily be fixed in a patch or two, which they are going to be releasing a patch or two in the next 2 weeks. So keep an eye on that. Yeah, I like it.
Ooh, impressive. Impressive.
Oh, and happy birthday to some person named Yuki Tanaka. I don't know who they are. Picture 22 or something like that.
Yeah, I did notice when you were showing your Rey Mysterio work, the mask sort of made the character look like a rhino on acid.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, the mask was, I mean, as you would say, I mean, there was some little problem with the mask, but they
Are you sure you weren't looking at somebody else's feed?
Hmm. Let me see if I can pop it up again.
Because remember, I'm hashtag Toonami Makes Money.
Ah, yes. Toonami Makes Money. And, I mean, I thought it was funny. Creative. There we are. Okay, let's get down here to Toonami Makes Money. For those of you that don't have, like, video, one day we're going to put this show on video. Yeah, one day. Speaking of which, anyone wants to dial us up and abuse their livers, please do so. 641-646-668-8531 or 31 if you prefer. Come on. Well, while that does its thing and goes around and round, let's get you a little classic comedy thing here from a good friend. Well, not a good friend, but one of the best comics of his generation. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll give you a little bit of Richard Pryor. A little reminder, folks. Okay, you can do it. Our attorney is here, Howard Flurm. Mr. Flurm, do it. Yes, and I'm only here to do make a little bit of a disclaimer. It will contain some adult language, though you may not like to have your parents listen. Just hit the thing. Much Richard Pryor. That was a quick clip. But that just goes to prove to you folks that we dare to be different on this program. We'll offend anyone. We'll even offend ourselves if we have to. But that's what I'm missing in comedy today. That's what's missing. Comedians not really taking a chance on everything. Anyway, I miss George Carlin. Carlin had a way with comedy. It was good.
I'm going to belt you.
Anyway. Pardon?
I'm going to belt you if you don't get to the next segment.
Okay, the next segment. Since we've destroyed that one. Okay, it's time now for Mon General. It's Mon General time. Pangborn, do your part.
And now it's time for the Insidious Belch of the Week. Presented by nobody. And here with the cipher is General Big Jimmy, Billy Bob Bo Schwartz.
Really? We're going to do that again? Anyway, how y'all doing? How you boys doing? Everything doing good? Everybody happy? Everybody content? Tonight's belch. Yes, go ahead. How you doing there, Matt?
I'm doing all right.
How you doing, Brain?
Good.
That's good enough. Now, let's get to it. Tonight's belch goes to Dallas, Texas, and the TV station KXAS. KX. Owned by NBC. Why are they getting the belch? Well, because in a severe weather, it is the right of a television station to interrupt programming to give you the information you need. Now, as we all know, Dallas had one hell of a tornado hit. Only three of the four channels carried a tornado warning update and stayed with it. Not KXAS-5. Their little Weasley apology don't matter who of beans. Cutting in and out of those commercials, why didn't they go all out? Because they had a Sunday night football game they had to air. And it was, yep, the Dallas Cowboys. They had to wait until Dallas was in the tank, I guess. And they went, after the broadcast. Shameful. Like I said, their apology was even more shameful. This gave the station a black and blue eye. And I wouldn't be surprised if one of those complaining was Jerry Jones. So, to KXAS Television, we're going to add another letter to your calls. KS. Well, you really were a bunch of asses. We're ready. Fight. Yes.
Sorry about that. I went off too early. Shut my load too fast.
When ready, fire. Now, let's see that go up your skirts there in old Dallas, Channel 5. I'll be back next week, and we're going to get better and better. And don't forget December. Oh, December, the big belch of 2019. Gee, I wonder who's going to get that. I'm General Big Jimmy Billy Bob Schwartz, and you've been belched. Salut! Dismissed. Okay, thank you, Mon General. All right, we do have an afterglow. Yay-hoo. I thought you were going to give it to the assistant general manager of the Astros. No, that's next week. Oh, yeah. All right. Gee whiz, that's... Well, and finally got everything here. Let's see. Cue the show. Well, I'll find the picture and send it to you, Brain. But I thought it was funny, if not creative. You got Super Smash Brothers and OKKO. Let's be heroes. You've been doing some good work, pal.
Those are just retweets. I don't want to take credit for those.
Okay.
I didn't make them.
Well, whoever made the king...
Remember, if there's a little thing above it that says hashtag Tsunami Makes Money, retweet it.
Yes.
That means I didn't tweet that.
Ah, okay. Okay, my apologies to you. My apologies to you, my friend. I thought you made some of these stuff.
I mean some stuff, but not the stuff that you're talking about.
I think you did pretty good.
Once again, happy early birthday to you, Dr. Journey 22, on Monday, I think. Someday in the near future.
Uh-huh. Anyway, we got a little time. Pardon?
You could give him a happy birthday too, you host.
Mm-hmm.
happy birthday to those of you who have birthdays on Sunday. And Monday, I know
Billy,
we got a special, pardon?
Continue.
Just going to say, wish everybody happy birthday this weekend. Those of you who have weekend birthdays, salut.
Yeah, you forgot the Saturday people in there. I don't know how you
and
did that.
And Saturday, if
yep,
you have a birthday in about
only
5 minutes.
The first time you only signaled out Sunday people for some reason.
Well, happy birthday in 5 minutes to the Saturday folks.
That's right.
And because
I didn't mention it on the show last week, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is coming back to Toonami this week.
Uh-huh.
At 2:30 a.m.
Coolness.
You'll hear more about it on my show.
There we go. My God. Jimmy Kimmel just got Paul Schaefer. Yarg. The world is now in an apocalyptic form. There we go.
You got the skeleton from The Masked Singer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you were saying something about a birthday on Monday?
Yes, I do believe. Let me get to my birthday menu here.
Robert.
I try my best with what we got here. Because I know the 28th is on Monday, right?
Yeah.
And that is your production assistant's birthday, Mia. Pardon? Yes, they're in Brooklyn, New York. So, a big happy birthday come Monday to Yuki Tanaka.
Jeez, I thought you were going to wait until the afterglow to say her name.
Pardon?
I thought you were going to wait until the afterglow to say her name. Good grief.
Oh, don't worry. The afterglow, it gets better.
Oh, brother.
Oy vey. Yeah. I'm just waiting with guilted glee, finally getting the cheap Jeep done up tomorrow, so we'll be back on the road probably by tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night. Yay.
Probably get a new car.
Yeah, I'm going to check out Motor Sports tomorrow, see what they got. Add that on to the list of potential car purchasing places. Anywho's. Thanks, everybody, for their concerns for the past few weeks. But I'll just say this. It's going to be fun when we finally get that automobile back. It's even going to be more fun probably in a couple of months when we get rid of it for something even better. Anyway, I mean, man, it's amazing. Everybody keeps talking Jeeps, saying Jeeps are tough, Jeeps are strong. Jeeps stink. Buy a cheap van. At least you got room. You got little tables. You got enough back seat area to put a whole bunch of stuff in there. Anyway, so we got a lot more stuff here on the Afterglow, which we're going to do right now. So that'll be on tape for a little while longer. So for now, for those of you that enjoy a live broadcast, Hope you enjoyed this one. If not, we'll confuse you even more next Friday night. So right now, the Afterglow's coming up, and that'll be added on to this show. It gets better as the weeks go along. Trust us on that. So get ready. Afterglow's next. For those of you who love us live, we'll see you next Friday. And we're at the Afterglow. Matt, Jay, Steve. Jay, Steve, Matt. Either way, we answer to everything. Let's see here. Huzzah. Bonded by barbecue. Facebook. You gotta love it. Anyway. Oh, yeah. Forgot to do something, didn't we? Yes, we did. We promised this. So, here we go. Once more into the cherished realm of realms. Let's see. Have we got it? Come on. Okay. Go ahead, Pangborn. Do you think?
Now it's time for the Afterglow. Let's see what's going on with our guys. As the crowd begins to slowly leave after seeing Houston grab at least one game out of the three that are being played in Washington. Gee, that was a good intro.
Anyway, welcome back. It is the Afterglow. And you know who we are by now. We welcome you to the L2C, Last Call Cafe. And we're just here to put everything in a nice little bow for about 13 minutes. Whilst I try and find something. Ah, there we are. Is this the right one we need? I hope it is. Let's hear it. Somehow, we'll hear it.
Love it.
Yeah. That's wicked. And that'll probably be our new theme beginning Friday. We'll have two themes. Wow. Impressive. I know.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So am I. We'll have our regular good luck theme, and then we'll hit the Friday theme. So there you go. New theme. Same us. We've got a little bit of time. Give us, if you can, guys, give us a little bit of some best Cartoon Network opening themes.
Oh,
Fascinating. I'm getting geeked up.
Yeah. God, I love that, the old Cartoon Network.
Yeah. The old Cartoon Network.
I guess they'll say it.
Yep. And I'll just say this. They never make good cartoons like that anymore. Really. Gendy.
Craig
Gendy.
McCracken.
Craig McCracken. Come on. Guys. We're crying for something new here. I mean... Gendy,
Primal. Make shows?
Mm-hmm. Primal. I'll say this: Primal was awesome.
Right, but if you want new stuff, then why don't you want new people to make new stuff?
Yeah, hire Jay.
And yeah,
I
see.
You don't have to rely on the old art. I'm just saying, you don't have to rely on the old guard all the time.
Yeah. I mean, come on, guys, give us something like Dexter's a Teenager or something. Bring back Cow and Chicken. Of course, my favorite's bring back I Am Weasel.
Yeah. Honestly, though, we need Jim Samples back.
Yeah. I mean, Cow and Chicken? Powerpuff Girls?
There's a lot of great new shows on Cartoon Network right now. Greg the Greek, Victor Valentino, the Apple and Onion, The Rama, Teen Titans Go, Steven Universe, yada, yada, yada. There's so many good shows on Cartoon Network right now. You don't have to live in the past 20 years ago just to get your happy cartoons going.
That's true. The cartoons have evolved, so must we. We must evolve with them. Am I right or am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Anyway, by the way, Scooby-Doo, I mean, more Scoobies, please.
They do that every year, though.
Yeah.
Come on with a new Scooby series or movie or whatever. People buy them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think much like
they're doing what you
yeah.
want.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not bad. By the way, I would like to state for the record that we're going into November. For God's sakes, please retire. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. As a Christmas special.
Grandma's gonna sue the pants off for Steve.
I'm sadistic. I'll just say this. I miss the days when you can watch It's a Wonderful Life 258,000 times.
Well, no, that one's not owned by Disney now, is it?
I do believe, yes.
No, the one that's owned by Disney now, I believe, is Miracle on 34th Street, which will be on Disney Plus. They won.
Hey. Yes, indeed. Anyway. I wax nostalgically. It's better than not waxing.
Wax your eyebrow hairs.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to keep the Cartoon Network Friday's intro, put it in our little rotation. So, hey, we got something new in the lineup. Yay. So we got about 4 minutes left of our little show. Anybody got anything they want to get off their chest? Please feel free.
Nope.
Okay. I've already done vented, and yes, yesterday did catch and humanely distribute a little field mouse, and now we got a couple of his friends in the house, so we will humanely get rid of them the same way we got rid of the other mouse. We'll place them far, far away from our little abode here. But it was interesting. We caught him in the sink trap. So we got a towel, put it over, and grabbed him, made sure, and put him in a little box, and took him out, way out, and put him in the swamp area that we got here, and just let him go. We believe in humanely getting rid of the pest. But get a cat. It's better than a trap. Cats know where mice are, Or is that meese?
Because then I got 6 of them at home.
Mm-hmm. Cats or mice?
Cats.
Yep. I think it's time to get another pet. In the memory of Misty. Anyway. We got about 2 minutes, then we'll disappear before your very eyes. Wanna remind you, Jaybird Man presents Wrestle Anime Hut coming up tomorrow. Yes, we bring you Toonami and anime, plus a little wrestling now and then. Tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. right here on Block Talk Radio. And next week on the old cafe, who knows? We just ad-libbed this. What's the update on getting a guest, another fan fiction authoress or author?
Well, I'm still waiting on Lossy to respond.
When they don't respond, they must have heard the show. Just kidding. We do our best. We're a fun show, if not an unusual show. We hope that the people do respond and come on and make us be wide-eyed and in awe of the talent, if not the